And here's your prescription.
I know just the pharmacy to get this filled.
Who are you?
A pharmacy benefit manager. A middleman your insurer uses to decide which medicines you can get, what you pay, and sometimes even which pharmacy you should go to.
Why can't I go to a pharmacy in my neighborhood?
Because I make more money when you go to a pharmacy I own.
No one should stand between you and your medicine. Visit phrma.org/middleman to learn more. Paid for by Pharma.
Catch up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
A lot of birthdays that our brothers in rock will remember. I'll start with the Deadpool alert. Rudy Boschwitz. Do you know Rudy Boschwitz?
No.
He's 93. He used to be a senator for the state of Minnesota. I think he was part of the Bush administration.
Yeah, you would know that.
I've heard his name before.
Okay.
But he's 93. Jim Cott is 85.
Pitcher. Yeah. For the Phillies and the Cardinals, I believe.
And right? The Twins.
Oh, that's right. He was a Twin for a little bit. Okay.
Colleen's friend, Johnny Rivers, is 81.
More than friend. They had sex.
Man. Yes.
Yeah.
And we haven't brought that up
on the poor side of town
in a long, long time. Joni Mitchell, 79. Judy Tenuta, 67. Christopher Knight, he's
Tenuta's dead.
A new kid?
Tenuta's dead. You're right.
Yeah. In fact, they made a bust of her, and she's in some LA.
That's right.
Yeah, LA cemetery where all the people got to.
Christopher Knight is Bobby Brady, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, no, I think so. That's
Bobby Brady, right?
There are a couple of Knight brothers in New Kids on the Block, too.
Right.
Also, 66, King Kong Bundy. That's the guy out in Oregon that would graze his cattle on the government.
No, he was a wrestler.
King Kong Bundy was a wrestler.
A different Bundy. Okay.
it was Al Bundy. Right.
You know he went by King Kong, though, around the compound.
Right? He loved that when he's out in a bunker listening right now. And he loves it.
Hating the government, but loving King Kong Bundy, right.
Morgan Spurlock. We haven't talked to him in a long time. He was always a good conversation.
He was cool, man. He's laying low, isn't he?
Yeah.
Wasn't he a sexual harassment guy?
There was some Me Too things with his company.
Thought.
And yeah, I think he said, he's
from
been
the super size grab ass guy? Anymore.
Yeah, you know? He did the Super Size Me documentary. He's 53. And Adam Devine is 40 today.
Oh, yes.
Nice. Speaking of grabbing ass, did you see the referee just really patting that guy's ass? It was I think, awful announcer might have tweeted it out. I forget who did.
Was it the Eagles
these refs,
game?
These refs getting all up in that. And the ref's like just has his arm around the guy to explain the call, some young hot piece of ass. Obviously, that's the ref thought. And his hand lowers. He just kind of hangs on this guy's ass. I know it's natural, probably just average football
stuff.
It's
not natural for everybody.
It just looked long. And that's why I think it looked like it was a little bit too long.
What are we talking about?
He was hovered around that, the cornerback's nice ass,
Oh, it was a player.
A player, right.
And it hovered there for just a little too long?
A little bit. If you look at the video, that's why it was shared. Like, hey, ref getting all up in there. I think they said something about that. Yeah. It wasn't Cleet,
And Cleet was in the happiest place on earth Sunday.
Where was he?
Green Bay.
Oh, God.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of, it didn't look like a fun game because it was kind of.
Was it cold?
It was about mid 40s and kind of drizzling through most of the game.
Oh, really? Okay.
Drizzling to full out rain.
Cool. Yeah, I don't know if you can see that or not. It might have been the Eagle game. I think it was an Eagle. Yeah.
Game but like some, that, a butt would be the warmest thing you could grab.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be grabbing a player's butt if you're a ref, for two
Maybe they know each other.
You grab your own butt.
Yeah, you watch
Unless
it.
I'm it's, the it's, player.
You'd want to put your hand inside
you
the pants.
It's a little long. It's
not outside long the pants. That. That's not going to keep you warm. It's got to go inside the pants.
Yes, it does. Morning Assets is flying from Denver to Omaha and saw a guy trying to get in the laboratory a couple of times. And when he went in the back, there was an aisle donkeys for keep the coffee and snacks. He peed all over the place.
Oh.
I was sitting in the last row and saw the whole thing, yelled at the guy. I had to smell for another hour. They took him off the plane when we landed. Love the show. Thank you, Arnell. I told you, that was a guy. I forgot about that guy that saved me flying in from Vegas. And I'm standing up there ready to go, and I had to go back in to piss in the with the poor people, because I was flying first class. I used some miles, so that we have our own bathroom up front. And there was a wall there, and I was at the last row of first class. And I come around the corner, and I see two guys waiting. Now, I'm there, and waiting in line. A guy comes out, and there's a guy back there. And I go, dude, sorry, man. I got to go, or I'm going to lose it right here. And he goes, sure, go ahead.
Yeah, but you would have had at least the good sense to just pee your pants, not whip it out.
No, I would have peed I was that close.
All over the floor.
It had been one of those situations where you would have had to let a little bit out just to exist. That's how bad it was.
I don't see you letting a little out.
No, but even a little bit out, you're gonna wet your pants. So that guy saved me.
Oh, this is the piss it forward story.
Yeah.
Piss it forward story, right? Yeah. So make sure you piss it forward. If you see a guy that you know has to go worse than you, I mean, you could just tell. Piss it forward, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in a lot of bathroom lines this weekend.
Oh, Metallica, yeah.
Metallica
at the at our arena years ago. I forget what it was called at the time, at CHI now. They broke the beer record.
They did.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
In the mid-2000s, I believe that was, right?
Yeah, but between two shows there and a blues hockey game in between and some airports, it was like every bathroom had a line this weekend.
Had to be some sink pissers, right?
Yeah. I didn't see one, no.
Maybe you be careful with sink pisser because other people waiting in line to pee then, you know. And some people wash their hands after they pee, so... If you're a sink pisser,
but we don't because we know about sink pissers. That if I'm in a small town bar, I don't wash my hands. Somebody pissed in that sink.
Yeah. Oh, of course they did.
That's only a problem for the guy that's got to hold the mic after you. Nick, where are you guys this weekend?
Yeah, where are you?
We're in the Bottle Rocket Brewing Company in Seward, Nebraska. Friday, that's a classy place.
We won't pee in the sink there. No. We won't.
And then Saturday I'll be in Woodbine, Iowa with Gary Curtis.
Well, just know that right before Walsh touches that mic, he's touching his junk.
Yeah, well, we all touch our junk. You can't think about it too often because every guy's got their hand on their junk, you know.
Usually.
At any given moment, you know. Women don't do that. They don't just sit around, you know, holding their vag. They should.
It'd be a lot cooler if they did.
They should.
Cupping the bean.
Yeah. You could just touch his junk at the beginning of the show and get it over with. Just handle it a little bit and then don't have to worry about it. All right, out of Lisbon, Portugal.
Yeah.
A luckless tourist from Azerbaijan found himself surrounded by armed police and ordered to the floor in Case de Sodra. It's a restaurant in Lisbon. After a translation app he used to request help in a restaurant confused pomegranate with grenade.
Oh, no.
According to a story.
So the app made a mistake.
Now, whatever the newspaper is there, the man suffered a sudden indisposition, which led him to enter a restaurant, downtown area of Lisbon, seeking something to eat. A Russian speaker, but with an Israeli passport, the 36-year-old used an app on his mobile phone to write a sentence in which he seemed he was going to ask for something to do with pomegranate, possibly pomegranate juice, whatever the request. The app translated the Russian for pomegranate into Portuguese grenade, which immediately set the waiter on alert, says the paper.
But he's still asking for a pomegranate martini, probably. So did he say, I want a grenade martini, and all they heard was grenade?
No, it sounded like he just wanted a drink. He just wanted pomegranate juice. The country is on a heightened terror alert. The waiter contacted police, who arrived exceptionally quickly and in force. He was handcuffed, must have been terrified, escorted to a nearby police station. They went on to search his accommodations, hotel in Lisbon. They found nothing incriminating. He has been freed.
And is getting the hell out of Azerbaijan real quick.
Yeah,
well, no, he's in Lisbon, Portugal right now.
Oh, sorry. Well, wherever. Time to go.
Probably looking for a different app.
Yeah, that too.
Different translation app.
What'd you say? How do you say pomegranate? You know?
Apparently, it's a lot like grenade.
Yeah.
When you translate from Russian to Portuguese.
My wife orders pomegranate martinis a lot, so I got to make sure she didn't order that for ever in Portugal, just for that reason.
Or get the right translation.
Yeah, but he thought the app worked, Todd. I mean, the app did give him the wrong translation. You know? It did.
Yeah, you would trust the app.
You would trust the app, exactly. Not just, not asking your buddy, I'll say,
Gotcha.
Yeah, I gotcha. He'll say grenade in that restaurant. It'd be funny as hell.
Well, the fact that he got away, he got released and everything's fine. Now he's just got an awesome story.
Except
that time the SWAT team took you down?
Not only, but he could have been taken down some other way, like, you know, gun to head.
Oh, yeah.
People don't mess around when it comes to terrorists, and they shouldn't, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably a brown guy if he's from Azerbaijan.
Yeah.
Good chance, anyway.
Yeah, whatever Todd said.
You're lucky they didn't default to, like, you know, tase me, bro.
Right.
You know?
I would double-check that app.
Or just beat the hell out of you until you say, I don't have a grenade. I just got pomegranate juice right here. Right.
Yeah, that's the word. No. I just want some palm.
Exactly. Give me some palm. All right. Tyler Wall is with us. We're talking to Mr. Ski when we get back. Some Billions naked chicks here.
Yeah.
On the show Billions.
Celebration of the end.
Very cool. Come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.